All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for the Global Threat Report with the Captain Ken Bombace, Global Threat Solutions, 100% military veteran-owned security investigations firm. Global headquarters right here on Long Island in Suffolk County. Offices as well in the city, Miami, L.A., overseas, Frankfurt, Mumbai, as well as the Global Threat Solutions CEO, Ken Bombace. 21 years of law enforcement intelligence experience, serving as a military intelligence officer in the Middle East. Company provides so many great services. Check it all out online. For peace of mind on uncertain times, globalthreatsolutions.com. You can make a phone call. Cap will answer any questions you have at 646-946-6649. The aforementioned Captain, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes on this Tuesday morning. Cap, welcome. We'll get into the world stuff with Putin, Belarus, and all that. Got to start as far as what happened in Nashville. I had the Sarge on a little while ago. A new edition of the Krem Report. Had to get his take. Definitely want to get your take. And what do we know at this point in time, my friend? Give me an assessment. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay. Yeah, so once again, you and I are on the radio talking about one of these horrific incidents. You know, as always, we have on the left, led by President Biden, they're calling for an assault weapon ban right now. Others are focusing on this individual who claims to be a transgender person and targeted a church. Those are two topics being focused on, too.
Yeah.
And you know, Jay, a weapons ban is not the answer that Biden claims it will be on transgender. It'll be. And we've been over that so many times. The weapons ban itself is not something that's going to mitigate this, or definitely not a solution. No. And as far as the transgender status, Jay, you know, that has nothing to do with this. It was a sick and emotionally distressed person filled with hate, and they committed this act. So those two topics don't need to be focused on right now. What we need is solutions, Jay, and not politics. So what I would say is we have to look at some potential strategies to mitigate this type of violence. And remember, the word that I always use when we talk about this, Jay, is mitigate, because no one strategy is 100%. And we need a comprehensive approach to reduce the risk of these incidents occurring and respond to them effectively if they do occur. So it really comes down to prevention and response. That's the strategy we need to have. And it seems nobody's really talking about one comprehensive strategy.
I'll give you one right now, Cap. Cap, I'll give you one right now. And it starts today. And that is the reconstruction of these schools to make it safe. And I'm talking bulletproof glass, Kevlar doors. I don't care what you do. Armed guards also. Armed guards. I don't care if it's a Montessori school, high school. Doesn't matter to me. It starts today. It starts today. That is a bipartisan, no holds barred, get it done, no more excuses. I don't want to hear it. Safety of these kids, prior one, safety. Reconstruct these buildings, okay? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Has to be. No negotiation, nothing. I don't care about the money. Got to come from somewhere. Within the state, government, I don't care. Reconstruct these schools and make them safe. Has to be. Cap, has to be. That's one.
It does.
That's so, one. Two.
You're right, Jay.
Go ahead. You want to comment on that? Go ahead.
Well, So I have a few things that I wanted to talk about as far as identifying the risk of committing these types of crimes before they even occur. Jay, there definitely needs to be a strong focus on mental health in any of these strategies that we put forward to mitigate these types of incidents. All of these shooters have one thing in common. There were signs of mental instability or emotional distress, and there were warning signs that some people somewhere saw these signs, and enough intervention was not done. And then to your point, Jay, the physical security and the procedural process of protecting schools is lacking. And it needs to be, it can't be haphazard. It needs to be, we have so much regulation in this country. There should be regulations about schools, and physical security measures. Some states have it, some don't. And also training, you know, active shooter training, mandatory. We have so much required training. Anyone who's been a part of any organization ever knows that should be mandatory active shooter training because it's effective. I was tasked with doing that as a detective all over Suffolk County. I would speak to 500 school administrators at a time about active shooter response and protecting schools, houses of worship, businesses. And it's so easy and effective, the training, it can save lives. And then also, Jay, another thing that seems to always be pushed aside by so many, especially on the left, is armed guards. It needs to be a part of this solution. Jay, I was watching the news yesterday, and a Democratic congressman was being interviewed. When the topic of the armed guards was raised, he said he essentially doesn't see that as a solution because the police were there in 50 minutes, and also there's been incidents where armed guards weren't effective in the past. Well, Jay, first of all, 15 minutes is an eternity in one of these incidents. That is a very, very long time when in an average active shooter incident, people are being shot in seconds, not minutes. And we need, that's something that needs to be could be mitigated with armed guards, obviously. And also, there's also been so many incidents where they had armed guards that were effective, and they did stop a shooter. To say that some of them weren't effective is not fair, you know. So I think that definitely needs to be part of this strategy. I heard another pundit say that, well, there's nothing more traumatizing yesterday than, she said this, than having armed guards around your children as they grow up. Well, yeah, there is. Exactly what we saw yesterday. That's more traumatic. Being murdered by somebody in your school, that's more traumatic than having armed guards. And plus, these weapons can be concealed, Jay. It's done all over the country. The children won't even know or have to be impacted by that. It's not an accurate statement to say that. I think we need a little bit of all these things. Physical security, training, we need armed guards, and we need prevention in the forms of intervention.
I agree. You know, this particular school had the training and everything else, and look what happened. And that's because they had no security. It's too easy. It's way too easy. You can have all the training you want. I mean, they had training in Uvalde, supposedly. Look what happened there. And you got to get the right guards, too. You need guards at these schools, Cap. And I'm not talking about the Scott Peterson guy down in Parkland, the Valentine's Day massacre there in 2018. You know, the guy who basically was too scared of his own shadow to go in there and confront the shooter. You know, I'm talking about bona fide guards with massive training. Get them in there. Every school. Every school starts today. Not next week. Today. And you must shore up these buildings. Locked doors, bulletproof glass. That has to be. You're right with the counselors. We've been talking about this forever. You know, every time I have a school guy on, okay, talking about this budget and everything else, you know, everybody's happy to get more money. Going to expand the music department. Going to have new equipment for the football. What about the counselors, for crying out loud? Counselors, mental health. My goodness. It is so evident out there. Counselors. This is a deranged person who drove into the lot like it was so easy. And they talk about concealment, lack of. AR-15 over the shoulder. Here we go. Got to put the guards in. Got to put the guards in.
Yeah.
Cap, it is a non-negotiable issue countrywide across this nation. Starts today. I don't care what they have to do. Starts today. Has to. But you know what? I'm so sick and tired of banning us. Okay, that's another issue. It's not the issue at hand here, though, folks. It's security, buildings, guards, it's training. That's it. That's it. I mean, thank the good Lord, these two guys, cops, went in. 14 minutes elapsed and took out this person. Unbelievable.
It
really is.
It is.
Very tough deal.
I'll tell you, Jay, that what you said about the armed guards is so true.
that, you know, not all armed guards are equal. In my opinion, you need retired or active law enforcement. And I like the idea of using people from that school district. You know, people live there. They have children there. They're invested in it. And by the way, they need to be trained. They need to be trained. You know, these are perishable skills. They need to be trained regularly on how to respond to these incidents, because it matters. It saves lives. And I think that people, it's just an emotional response when people oppose the use of armed guards in these schools like that. It's simply emotional. I remember being in uniform as a law enforcement officer at the extent of schools, and they didn't like a uniformed police officer having a firearm on campus, which is crazy, you know. And it's just simply emotional and irrational, that thought. I support the Second Amendment. I'm all for some common sense regulations. But that is not the answer. Every time it's you know what it is, Jay? It's lazy to say every time one of these things happens, your only response is we need to ban assault weapons. Because what do you do the next day when there's a mass shooting? Because that's what's going to happen. We have more guns than humans in this country. That is not going to solve the problem. And I think it's lazy. I'd be open to hearing any suggestions about common sense gun regulation. But just to say banning assault weapons is the solution to this, that seems to be all we hear. And I think we need so much more than that. It's got to be a comprehensive approach. All the things we talked about, identifying those at risk, armed guards, training, physical security measures, like you mentioned, and mandate these things. I think that's the solution.
About putting a 71-year-old who had a, you know, decent career with the police department, second job, retirement, wants to get out of the house, away from the wife, takes his New York Times with a cup of Starbucks and sitting on a chair for 3 hours taking a siesta. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about highly trained individuals on alert throughout the day as far as school being present. That's what I'm talking about. That's it. Cap, it has to be. And you want to know something? Maybe put a drone up there. Each school maybe has to have a drone to give you an aerial view. As far as the camera, maybe. I mean, I'm done with this, honestly.
There's
done.
A lot of technology that we could be using right now, Jay. And one problem with school districts, private or public, is budgets and organizations, not just schools. Everybody feels that it's such a slight chance of this occurring. They have so many other competing factors like faculty salaries and lacrosse team budgets and so many different things. And they need to make this a priority. Everybody loves to push security to the bottom of the budget until something like this happens. And it needs to be brought, it needs to be constant spending and investment in security for these school districts, and these things are going to continue to happen.
We'll talk about the next one. And the next one. This was premeditated, manifesto and everything else in place. Now listen, there's a political nature about this. There's no question. This is a transgender individual, biological male at birth, had issues, 28 years of age, had issues, went to the school, had issues. You know, maybe issues. There's some LGBTQ stuff that was signed into place here by the governor. That's a sidebar. That has to be dealt with. Social media, I'm telling you. You know, Cap, what happened in Lindenhurst yesterday? With a 12 and a 13-year-old, how did a kid get a knife into that school? You know, we got to start metal detectors. I don't care. You want to start with the metal detectors and clear backpacks? Let's do it. Enough is enough. First and foremost, security. Every school in America. I don't care if it is Montessori. Every school gets an armed guard or two. Every school.
I agree.
Every one of them. I don't care what it is. Catholic, yeshiva, I don't care. Every one of them. And let's lock the freaking doors, please. Bulletproof glass, Kevlar, like on the plane, I don't care. Whatever it costs. And I need counselors. Not one per 2,800 students. Multiple. I mean, that's the way it's got to be. There's too much hate. The cyber stuff is out of control. The bullying that went on in Lindenhurst, apparently. Chronic. According to the parents. Did anyone do anything about it? No. 12-year-old brings a knife, stabs a 13-year-old. Still not out of the woods yet, by the way. Kid lost a lot of blood. You know, we listen, I'm tired of this back and forth. I'm going to ban the assault. Really? That's the answer, huh? Joe Biden, is that the answer? Cap, I'll tell you. That,
yeah.
To me, I've had it a long time. After yesterday, we better fix this. It starts today. Today. Starts today. Starts today. Every governor in every state, and this is bipartisan, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green, I don't care, independent, get it done. Every state in the union, every state. You see, this is where you need a strong president, which we don't have. Which we don't have.
Yep. It's leadership at every level.
He has to facilitate this. Instead of the banning, stop it. Ban what? It's not about banning. There's 20 gazillion guns out there. It's not about that right now. It's about banning these doors that are so easy to get through and that the schools, come on. Jeez. Fed up with this stuff. Something's got to have it done. Now, let's get into the... oh, man, I'm telling you. Let's get into the whole Putin thing. This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
Serious stuff. Because, you know, you and I spoke about the use of nuclear weapons way back in time. And now, you know, listen. Belarus could be an area in which these will be stationed. Also, it goes into some of these other NATO countries, Cap, right? Latvia, Estonia, and this is serious stuff right now. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, so now the latest is that Putin says that he's going to be moving nuclear weapons into Belarus. Now, a few things to note about that is these, first of all, are tactical nuclear weapons. These aren't the intercontinental ballistic missiles that are going to hit the U.S., or other countries that are distant from there, but obviously very something to be taken very seriously. And it's more posturing, I think, than anything, Jay. He's making a statement that he's doing this. He wants attention on this. Belarus, for their part, they've wanted to. They back in 1994, they gave up whatever nuclear weapons they had, and that was obviously after the fall of the Soviet Empire. But they've wanted them. They've wanted nuclear weapons for years now. But one thing that Putin did say is these will remain under Russian control. They won't be under Belarus's control. Because, you know, they're just basically bringing this country in under their fold. But it's more, I think, posturing. He's been using this nuclear weapon threat since the beginning of this conflict. And in many ways, Jay, I think it's an act of desperation. It gets the attention of the world every time he does it. And I think it's also a little reminder to the West to back off and not to consider direct military intervention. He used some excuse that the UK was sending some anti-tank rounds that had certain materials in them that justified him to do this. And it's simply, the two are not comparable. And now I think what he's doing is posturing. And what we're really going to have to focus on right now is as we move into the spring offensive from both sides, to see what kind of momentum Ukraine has with all the support. The long winter is ending. Spring offensive is where we see a lot of action taken and on both sides. And let's see if they could gain some ground. I mean, that's what the West is hoping for, Jay. They're hoping that Ukraine has a very successful, with their support, Ukraine has a very successful spring offensive, takes back most of the land that was taken by Russia at least since February of last year. And then that forces Putin into negotiation, some type of a peace agreement. Is that going to happen? I don't know. We'll see about that. But that's what the West is hoping for right now.
It's all on the heels of Russia, Cap, who thought the United Kingdom, the UK, was giving weaponry as far as... elements of, or components, I should say, of nuclear weapons, which is uranium type components. This was, that was being handed out as far as information, propaganda garbage. So, you're dealing with a very sick man here in Vladimir Putin. We talk about individuals who are mentally impaired. We got one in Russia as well, folks. And that's a problem. He's a madman. Okay, when you start talking nuclear weapons, no joke. No joke. Is he capable of firing one off? I think he is. Then what do you do? And that's why, we say strengthen the White House means so much with all that's going on here. I mean, we talked about the Syria-Iran thing. We talked about what's happening with North Korea, the madman over there firing off missiles. We talk about what's happening in China, the big meeting, Xi and Putin from a couple of weeks ago. We talk about possible aid being given to Russia through China. We talk about Taiwan and that whole situation. I mean, right now, you need strength. We got none. We got zero. I'll tell you, zero. We can't have 2024 come as soon as possible at this point. I'll tell you that much. That's the type of world we're living in right now.
It is.
We got the wrong guy at the controls. Seriously. And listen, you want to tell me I'm picking on Joe Biden again? No. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. I mean, he is an absolute disaster when it comes to foreign policy. Disaster. Maybe one of the worst ever.
Yeah.
Say what you want about Trump. He held people in check. He did. He held people in check. You wouldn't have this garbage happening at the border, I'll tell you that much. You wouldn't have it. You wouldn't have Putin doing it. And listen, I saw an interview he did with Hannity. He said he'd end this thing in 24 hours. Tend to believe him. That was one of his strengths. Say what you want about Trump. That was one of his strengths. He had a lot of, believe me, he had a lot of faults. A lot of faults. That wasn't one of them. He held people in check. And that was the thing, So, kind of a wait and see there, my friend.
Yep.
Anything else we got to keep an eye on here?
I think we've talked about a great deal. The border, China and Russia and their recent activities. Right now, we have Russia brokering deals in the Middle East. We have China brokering deals in the Middle East. We have them forming this alliance right now. And there's so many other factors that are really risk to the U.S. right now, even devaluing our currency by possibly making the yuan the currency used to trade oil. There's so many different things right now that have to be considered. And it comes down to what you said, Jay. Leadership matters. Weakness is provocative. We've seen a chain of events that have led to exactly this international security disaster that we're seeing right now. We've seen it. Since the Afghanistan withdrawal, so many our lack of intervention initially and backing down with the nuclear threats when Putin moved into Ukraine, the Chinese balloons where we did nothing. So many events, one leads to another, and it emboldens these bad actors and it weakens us as a player on the global stage. We've seen this. China is right now enjoying an increased status in the global stage, and ours has been diminished. And these are things that have to be corrected and corrected quickly. There's going to be some irreparable changes that are really going to impact the Americans and their quality of life.
Put it bluntly, every facet of what's going on, and we got to fix it. Starts today. Starts today with the school stuff. That's it. Has to be in place. Cap, good stuff. Good stuff. Tough report today. Good one, though, as always. And we will talk soon, my friend. Maybe even tomorrow. We'll see if something happens. Appreciate it.
Yep. Let me know, Jay. I'm on standby.
You got it. Global Threat Report. GlobalThreatSolutions.com for peace of mind in uncertain times. You got to check out the site. Cap's company provides so many services. Unbelievable. 646-946-6649. That's the phone number. Any question, call. Global Threat Solution.